Israelis prepare for second Passover in wartime. By Joel B. Polak on April 11, 2025. Israelis are preparing for a second consecutive Passover in wartime, as the conflict that began with the Hamas terror attack of October 7, 2023, continues, with dozens of hostages still in captivity in Gaza, some as slave laborers. The Passover holiday celebrates the biblical liberation of the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, and their exodus to freedom. The festival lasts 7 days, 8 outside of Israel, according to tradition, starting Saturday night. Israel arrives at this Passover in a far better position than the last one, having destroyed most of Hamas, decimated Hezbollah, and denuded Iran of most of its air defenses. It has also seen hostages freed, through both negotiation and force. But the fact that over 50 hostages remain in Gaza, just 24 of whom are thought to be alive, weighs heavily on Israelis and Jews alike throughout the world, as fighting has resumed against the remnants of Hamas in Gaza. Israeli leaders offered Passover greetings that dealt specifically with the issue of the hostages and the need to remain resilient in the face of the ongoing war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a statement, "On Seder night, we all gather with our loved ones, and we all tell the story of our people who went out from slavery to freedom. But on this holiday, for many families, there will be empty chairs, the chairs of our beloved hostages, who are still being held by Hamas, chairs for those who fell heroically on the battlefield, and chairs for our loved ones who have been wounded and who are fighting to return to their lives, in the rehabilitation wards. But from this emptiness, rises the clear voice of our fallen heroes, like the final message of Elkanah Wiesel, of blessed memory, who wrote to his family, 'Don't be sad when you part from me. Sing and support each other because we are the generation of redemption. Indeed, ours is the generation of redemption, the generation of victory. Together we will return our hostages. Together we will defeat our enemies. Together we will embrace our wounded and together we will bow our heads in memory of our fallen.' On October 7, there were those who believed that we would drown in the sea in the face of the enemy's armies. But not only did we not drown, we rose as one and with a strong hand and an outstretched arm we broke the axis of evil. The entire world looks with wonder upon our ancient people, who time and again overcome those who seek to destroy us. In every generation, they rise against us, and God and the spirit of our fighters save us from them." Israeli President Isaac Herzog, addressing surveillance troops from the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said, "There is something very profound in the concept of freedom. It is something deeply ingrained in our people. When we speak of freedom, it means we want to see our brothers and sisters home, in full freedom, and to make that happen, we must do everything we can, act in every way possible, and of course, stand up to every challenge." Quoting the Haggadah read on Seder night, the president noted, "In every generation, a person must see themselves as if they personally came out of Egypt. What does that mean? What is the meaning of that experience? I translate that experience into our present day. Michal and I have already met with over 1,000 bereaved families. We constantly meet with the wounded as they return from the battlefield, and with hostages and the families of hostages who emerge from the horrific tunnels in Gaza. The profound significance of those who put on the olive-green uniform of the IDF, a young generation like you, young people who could be anywhere else in the world, and yet you chose to wear the uniform. That holds immense meaning. It represents the true essence of the IDF as the nation's defense force, enabling us to live in security, enabling us to win this war, and to bring the hostages home. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Go forth and succeed. I am deeply proud of you. Through you, I wish all IDF soldiers a Passover of freedom and happiness. May we hear good news for all of Israel." As the holiday begins this weekend, preceded by the Jewish Sabbath, many Israelis also feel hope and trepidation about renewed U.S. talks with Iran toward a nuclear deal, which will take place under the auspices of Amman on Saturday. Many Israelis feel that any deal with Iran will simply delay, not deter, Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. But most would also choose to avoid further war if Iran can be persuaded to stop using terrorist proxies to attack Israel. Passover traditions include the Seder, a meal in which symbolic foods are eaten, and texts read, to commemorate the Exodus, eating matzah, or unleavened bread, and spending time with friends and family in festive settings. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.